Okay, we're both cycling. Lamed Aleph on base. We recall the first half of the story, but the story is not over. Where am I? Here we are. Hadar, Aisi Sadi Dav Hasehi. Right, the sequel. Right, they had a steer in Shtei Chazaka. Only one of them had 80 avos. The other guy was already 80 avos. Now they're back to a stalemate again. Rav Nachman says we reverse our psak. What did Rav Nachman say? Remember, we held like Rav Nachman against Rava when it was two guys with Shtei Chazaka and only one guy at 80 avos. We awarded the land to the guy with 80 avos. We were moridim. Achtina, we brought him into the land. We gave him the land. And now we take him out of the land and we reverse our psak because now he no longer wins. And we're not worried about Zilusid de Beidina that we waffled, we zigzagged, and that it's going to look bad for Bezdin that we zigzagged. No, interestingly, Rav Lichtenstein in Shiurim here threw in a little interesting hashkafa point. He said it could be that what Rav Nachman says is not just that we're not worried about Zilusa de Medina. It's like the reputation of, you could read it as, the reputation of Bezdin is not so important. It's more important to get the most accurate psak. That's, I think, the possible way to read it. And then whoever his opponent is.
But the fact that he mentions it, doesn't it mean it's something?
Correct. It's something. Rava would say, here's Masiv Rava, assuming Rava would argue on this also, would say Zilusa de Medina reputation, not damaging reputation of Bezdin is important. Rav would say, no, it's of course it's worthwhile, but it's more important to have an accurate psak. Rav Lichtenstein suggested that maybe Rav Nachman said, no, Adrav, it's better for the reputation of Bezdin if they do go back in their psak, because it shows that they're very honest and that they're not biased and they're not stuck in their ways and that they're willing to always reconsider the truth. Okay, but whatever it is, Lazilusa de Medina lo chayshina. And then Masiv Rava asks the kasha and basically tries to say that Lazilusa de Medina chayshina and almost succeeds, right? A lot of metach in this gemara. We'll get up to it. But before we get to that, before we get to Lazilusa de Medina, there's just an interesting machlokas. What does it mean? Anan achtina la, va'anan. We brought him down to the land, seems pretty clear. The guy who originally won, we gave him the land and said, go into the land. And we, you know, physically, like said, go take this land. What does it mean, anamaskina, let me take him out of the land? What are the two basic shitas? What does it mean? What's the word? Maskinale. What are the two ways to understand anan maskinale? What? Kol ga'olim gvar. One is kol ga'olim gvar, right? Meaning, what is this based on? It's based on, says the Gemara. Where do we get kol ga'olim gvar from? Hopefully you noticed the mafarshim, the mafarshim quoting this. Lama dalam beis, the omer shalavosai, the omer shalavosai. Amar of Nachman called the Olam Gvar, and no one disagrees with her Nachman there. Right? Lama Dalam Beis, if there's just a stalemate, not exactly the same case. There were two Edom who contradict about two things. This guy said, well, this is a good Olam Gvar. No one wins. If no one wins, we say, called the Olam Gvar. Literally, Olam is like a Limos nowadays, right? Whoever wins the fight wins. It's Gobert. Right? Fight it out between you. Right? Fight it out between you. A funny psak. When we get to Lamed Aleph Beis, Amir Tzashem, we'll have to figure out the nature of this funny psak. Maybe we'll hint to it a little, foreshadow that a little now, without getting fully into it. Says Kol Da'olim Gvar. Who says Kol Da'olim Gvar? The Rashbam, for example, says Kol Da'olim Gvar. Who else famously says Kol Da'olim Gvar? You know, I can put every reach one on the shade. Who are the two most famous people who say Kol Da'olim Gvar? Correct, the Rashbam and the Rif. Again, that's not a fair question. The two most famous people. But the Rashbam, the Rif, the Rambam also says very explicitly, called the Kolimis Gaber Yeridba, Menichon Osobiyad Shnehem, meaning just like in front of them, and Kolimis Gaber Yeridba. and other Rishonim, but that is certainly good enough for now. The Rashbam, the Rif, and the Rambam. What's the other option other than called Olam Dvar? Return to the Mosaf, meaning you have to make an assumption, right? The assumption is that originally one guy was there. We don't know what happened originally, right? The Gemara doesn't say what happened originally, right? It's not even, right? This is already, we used to have the series of Havodarli L'Kharim Bais Bahai Ara. At this point, we're in the series of Zer Omer Shalavosai, Zer Omer Shalavosai. We don't know who was in the Ara first. Obviously, the Rashbam would say, it doesn't say Havodarli L'Kharim Bais Bahai Ara, but someone known was there first. They were just fighting it out. But not so pashut. But the other option is no, one guy was there first. Which guy was there first? The guy who you didn't award it to, right? Reuven was there first, and then Shimon won in the last year, right? And now, because Shimon's the only one with 80 avos, now Reuven goes back in stalemates. So if it's a stalemate, we leave it with the avosah, can we give it back to Reuven? So you have to say, ana maskinin la v'nosnin l'mi shahaya muhzak me'ikara. You give it back to where it was muhzak first. And who says that? Rabbi Yochanan is most famous for saying that. And basically, who agrees with Rabbi Yochanan? Let's call it the Beit Midrash to the Ramban, right? That's fair, the Beit Midrash to the Ramban. Right? The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. Who do we have? We have the Ramban and the Ritva. There's someone else on the Makoros, no? Was there anyone else on the Makoros? Rabbeinu Gersh, no. He also agrees with this. Interestingly, like it's not, you know. There's no geographical clear split here. Rabbi Ben Hanan is not with the Rif, Rabbi Ben Gershom is not with the Rashbam. Okay, everyone. And Rabbi Ben Gershom says we give it back to the guy who had it originally. Okay, the simple dot is, says Tosfos. Tosfos says, Tosfos wants to make a problem here, right? Tosfos says, no problem. Everyone's right. It just depends what the matzah, meaning, you could say they're only arguing in Okinta. If the case was that Reuben was there originally, then Rav Nachman would say, take it away from Shimon, give it back to Reuben. If the case is Noam was there originally, then he would say, take it away from Shimon and give it back to Noam, called Olam Var. And that's basically what Tosfos here says. Der Maskel Anan, Stina Lana Maskin La. Vim Hayo also lays like a dog of Azim Buchs like Trila. See, Shabbat, Tim Maskin Shabbat, then be on Shabbat, Trila. If you loyal most of those ever those embots in first, Aftina lay the people as there, the Maskin lay, she's seen me out of here, didn't call the Omen Fire. He says, Tosfos isn't actually saying what everyone else here holds. But from Tosfos, you get the impression no one argues, says Tosfos both. Right? Says Tosfos, it just depends who was there Meikara originally. Right. What?
Obviously, the Rishonim are not saying that. The Rishonim themselves are not saying
that. I mean, some of them don't say too much, right? For example, if you look in the Rashbam and you look in the Rebbe Gershom and you look in the Rif and you look in the, you don't know for sure what they're saying, right? Meaning, in the earlier Rishonim, it's not so clear because they just say this is the case. They don't say, and this is the case in this scenario or in that scenario. But let's ask ourselves, not, right? What is Ari Levin saying? Don't ask ourselves, what's the case in the Gemara? That's not, you know, if we have to write a Shulchan Aruch, we shouldn't ask what's the case in the Gemara. We should ask, if this is the case, what's the din? And that's the case, what's the din? If someone was there originally, what's the din? And if no one was there originally, what's the din? That's the interesting case, right? So halacha l'maisa, Ari's telling us, let's say it's case halacha l'maisa, right? What if, what's the case? What if Reuven was there originally? What if Reuven was there originally? So the brach etc., would say, we give it back to Reuven. Does anyone argue and say it would be called the Umpire even if Reuven was there originally? Not clear. I have no Rishon, unless you think I'm wrong. I have a Rishon who accused of Rishon. But I'm not sure anyone explicitly argues. Like, I'm not sure this is the most interesting machlokes, because I never saw the Rashbam say, even if Reuven was there originally, still called the Umpire. And I never saw the Rambam say, even if Reuven was there originally, called the Umpire. We have no idea. But I never saw them, right? We don't know. We don't know if anyone argues. The oh, what? No, the Ramban is with the Rach. He's on the Rach team. The only thing we do know is that the Ritva seems to quote the Rashbam is arguing, right? But that doesn't mean we know it's really Hashimta. So I don't want to spend a lot of time analyzing this, even though perhaps it would be Kedai. So I'm not really sure if there's a shita. Meaning, all the Rishonim say called on Bar. Is it because they think even though Reuven is there, still called on Bar, or they just say no? Shot is that no one was there.
Doesn't it make more sense? Koldoling Gvar makes sense by metalteling. By Karka, it's much harder to understand. And therefore, they're trying to explain, everyone's explaining what Koldoling Gvar means.
I'm not sure it's hard to understand, because Lamadalim and Bays, everyone seems to agree that Rav Nachman's case there was Karka. He didn't say the word, but everyone seems to agree his case was Karka. And we do say Koldoling Gvar by Karka. So that might be a fact.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
That's why there's no machlokas. They're explaining what it means.
I'm not convinced. No, okay, we'll see if there's a machlokas. What does it mean? It's a good question. We'll see a machlokas rishonim, we'll see a machlokas rishonim, whether it means whoever gets in the land and sort of, you know, boxes the other guy out first wins, or that they just keep fighting forever. Now, I understand. Koldoling Gvar by Karka sounds scarier than by Metalflin. Koldoling Gvar by Metalflin, you know, whoever grabs the jewelry first wins, puts it in a safe, and that's the end of the story. By Karka, it's a little tricky. Whoever gets it, then they're going to fight over it forever. Okay, we'll have to get to that. But that is, let's call that a known problem, which is not invented by this Gemara. Ari?
When? If the case is the two people have this, and they bring like Eidei Chazaka, and they're talking about the same 3 years, so how does one become Muchzak on that card?
No. When they first came to court, one of the guys was living there.
So that makes him a lot of Muchzak. That matters, or like that.
Look, Ora, that matters. To the best of my knowledge. Everyone agrees that whoever's there now wins in a stam case, even though, you know, it's not necessarily mafurish anywhere in Shas, but to the best of my knowledge, everyone agrees, although I understand why you're questioning it. Let's come back to that in a second. I think Ozzy wants to talk first. No? Oh, it was three? Okay.
First of all, Ari is coming from a Bach who says exactly, who says exactly this point, that it's impossible. And therefore, he would probably read it into the Rambam.
Where's this Bach?
The Bach on Kufman Vav says this point exactly, that if Kol Dolim Gvar, if you want to say a point about Kol Dolim Gvar, that it's only a case when one of them is not Mosav, he says our case, neither you have to say that neither of them are really Mosav, because both of them are arguing about the years of Chazaka themselves. So how can you say that one guy is more Mosav when I'm claiming to have literally lived there when you claim to be Mosav? Meaning his whole point is that the whole point in this case is that there's a trade itself on the
Muzlakas. Right, there's a trade on the Muzlakas.
So it can't be.
I see what you're saying. Even though in a normal case, when obviously Ari would admit, if I happen to be on the land and no one knows anything, and then we start fighting, obviously I'm going to win. But in a case where we have a trade as to who's been on the land for 3 years, then you can't really call me a Muzlak.
And he thinks the Rambam thinks this because he's medaging the Rambam, and I think it's a great thing. The Rambam here on Hey, when he brings it, he says when he brings both of their claims, he says One guy comes, shalavosa, vishaap lishne chazaka, varehi tachas yada. For both guys, when he comes, whatever, and that guy lishne chazaka, varehi tachas yada. Both guys, the Rambam sticks in, varehi tachas yada. Again, this is against the Magi Mishnah, but I think
Okay, that's a nice word. Let's just bring that back to Rishonim for a second. See, and one thing is clear, is that it's not mefurish in the other Rishonim. None of the other Rishonim are mefurish. What they would say in the case of the Rav, where someone was their Rishonim. They don't say mefurish. They don't say mefurish one way or the other, generally. But the Ritva, when he quotes the Rashbam, he says, there was a mochzak, and then he says, and don't say kol da'olimvar, kol da'olimvar is only if no one is tafus in it. Against the Rashi, by Rashi means Rashbam. He often calls Rashbam Rashi, just like probably a lot of Yeshiva guys do. Just Stam. What? Okay, Seder. So maybe it's just this printing or this stuff. Yeah. Anyway, Ella called the Olingvar. So it sounds when you're reading, you're saying, I am saying whoever's Mochzik, you give it back to. Unlike Rashbam, who says called the Olingvar. Now, it's not 100% clear, but it sounds like he's only dealing case where one was there originally, and he's accusing Rashbam of saying called the Olingvar. So it's not 100% clear, but you say it's a Bach. So, unclear.
And Pashas Rambam.
It's a deal. I'm not going
to say. Why would Rambam say I already talked to the other for book, according to the other term? Why would you stick that in? That's unnecessary.
I understand, but that's a diuk. Okay, so unclear, but the Bach is medayik in the Rambam, and it's a good diuk, right? What's the Rambam saying? Says each guy says tachas yado. It sounds like we don't care who's physically there because tachas yado is applied by shnei chazaka in karka. Bach medayik Rambam and mashma. But Ritva, not that he agrees, but the Das Rashbam, who says that you still say kol da'olimvar. In which case, they're not a mefurish machlokes Rishonim what happened to Furim there originally, but there may be a machlokes Rishonim as what happened to Furim there originally. Furim is there originally, do we say kol da'olimvar, or do we say keep it with the mochzak? Now we know that from the famous, I will find out in a week and a half. We're learning Daf Yomi. In Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph, it's also Tsumas, the famous sugya called Barshatya, which we will come back to Mirtz Hashem the next year or the year after. There's a Barshatya, sometimes someone who is sometimes sane and sometimes lucid, sometimes not. He sold something, there was a trade, two Aiden said he sold it when he was lucid, it's a valid sale, two Aiden said he sold it when he was not with it, and it is not a valid sale, and we say, well, it's a trade, so keep the nechasim, because chasim, in the property of Barshadya. So we see that in the case of trade, the normal rule is you keep the real, I'm talking about real estate there, you keep the real estate in the chazaka of whoever was there originally, but that's a case of trade, where we know who was there originally. Here it's a funny case of trade, as the Bach is pointing out, the Bach, that the, I didn't know this Bach, I knew the Svark, I didn't know it was a Bach, that here it's a funny kind of trade, because the trade is not about who was there the moment they came into Besdin, but that's only in the top when we care who was there the moment of Besdin. Or in Karka, if we don't know anything else, then whoever's there for one moment, we have to call the Marakama and start with that. We have to start somewhere. But in Karka, there's a trade period who was there for 3 years, then who was there for 1 minute is irrelevant. Who was there for 3 years is really Mosa. That's what the Bach saying. And it's a good deal for the Rambam. What if the Rambam say? Each of them said it's Tachas Yadi. Why not say Tachas Yadi? Why not just say that? Now, again, I'm not sure I'm convinced. You could have said, no, Abraham, the Rambam's trying to hit the opposite. No one's there now. That's why they each have to say, it's only Tachas Yadi because of my Edith Havaka. Okay, that's the Bach. Says the Bach that it's called on Gar anyway. Why? because we can't call it a muksak when there's a tray to tray about who was there for 3 years. What's the svara? The Bach tells you the svara. What's the svara? And what would be the svara? This is a chiddush, right? The chiddush is one guy was muksak. Why doesn't he win? So, I'm not saying this is the only possible svara, but says the Bach, good svara the Bach, there could be another possible svara also, that there's no muksak because there's a tray about Chezkas Gimel Shanim, and Gimel Shanim is the real muksak. That's what we are saying. Okay, I could think of a different svara for this shita, which again, it's not a mefurish shita to be shown. So I don't know if I can say a different svara. Remember, that's the Bach shita, if I understand correctly.
It seems like.
Ari, you agree? That's what the Bach says?
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems like the new Yacht might be saying this also. On his paragraph earlier on about the beginning of the speech, and we don't have to see that much on the seat. So. On the shita of Rav Nachman, that Rukiyar b'chesef ma'ayda p'idus ha'ad abasehi, because the law arinan l'chiha kol da'olim gavar, the law arinan elahicha d'shavu t'kabayu l'hadad. To go and ishle mar sahadi abasehi, ishle mar sahadi abasehi, and he goes on, and then he later on discusses a case, like he discusses what about when does the original Muktzak, let's say one minute on the land, when does that matter? So later on he says, the law amrin hafi alahifa the shabu tanatayu lahadadi, the lake araya la ukin alhaha, the low shabu travayu lahadadi, the high islay raya da lasehi, lahif, lislay raya da lasehi, makim ned hef, lislay raya. At least the footnote guy here.
So far, I haven't seen the Rina Gash say anything interesting.
So he's medallion.
It's not a kash on the Rina Gash. He's allowed to be a Pirish Pshat.
His lashon is two different things. When does he say?
But this is a question of Nachman. Then one guy is Eidus and the other guy doesn't.
No, meaning he says, so why is this case different? And why is it not called Alam Gavar? Because the Eidus is not the same. But if the Eidus was the same, mm-hmm. it would be called Alam Gavar. When do we care about Hecha? The kind of tikkum or whatever that phraseology is, not when they're shabu with regard to Eidus, but he uses the lashon of shabu tantayu
l'hadadi. Okay, that's a lot of diuk. I have to think about it. It's a big diuk. I wouldn't say it's pshat. Pshat Rav Nachman is when there's shabu and neither one is more Eidus than the other. You say
tikkum shabu tantayu.
No, but you have to read the whole sentence. Shabu tantayu dadi deleka raya. When he doesn't have a raya, he's obviously also means shabu the raya. So I'm not convinced. Maybe, but I'm not convinced. I hear the deal. Okay, could be. Anyway, Viter. Maybe we'll come back to this. Maybe I'll just say another way. Again, this is not a clear sheet for the show. Right. I hear it kind of. Okay. Maybe. Maybe you could set a difference for it. You could have said there's a difference between leaving in the hands of the muksak when it's been in the hands of the muksak all along and giving it back to the hands of the muksak. Because maybe muksak tray, Bezdin has to be paralyzed as it were. And therefore, if you're leaving the muksak and it was still in the muksak's hands, like in the case of our Shai and Yifar Mosak, over here, once they got out of the muksak's hands, they can't put it back in his hands. And trade, they can't do anything. It's happy to go into a to B direction. That would be a difference for this. Okay, nothing wrong with the Bach. Okay, let's go to something where you have more before you show it. If no one was there originally, that's exactly the case where the Rashbam, the Chuli, say called the Olam Gvar. The question is, what do others say? The Rash doesn't tell us explicitly. But the Rishonim on his behalf do. Here, Rishonim are very explicit in arguing. What do the Rishonim say happens in this case? What do the Rishonim say happens if no one was there originally? Some of the other Rishonim, and who? Who argues and says, even if no one was there originally, we still don't say called on Gvar?
Ramban.
The Ramban. And who else is on the Makoros?
Hypothetically speaking, you would, in theory, say called on Gvar.
He
No, meaning that, like, it definitely wouldn't go back to Reuven.
Okay, give me a second. Amdar Ban, who else thinks that even if no one was there originally, we still would not say called Olin, or we're not practically, let's say called Olin Gvar? The Yad Rama. The Ramban and the Yad Rama are the most explicit about it, right? The Rashba and the Ritva also sound like not that way, and the Piyosi sound not that way, but that's very, very explicit, says the Ramban. And Rama, we would leave it in the hands of, I don't know who's Reuben and Shimon anymore, right? Of the one who won it first, right? We would leave it in the hands of the guy who's there now. We would not take it out to say Kol Olin Gvar. We wouldn't take it out to say Kol Olin Gvar. We'd leave it in his hands. Okay, so here we have a very clear machlokes rishonim. When no one was there originally, the Rashbam, the Rit, the Rambam, at least when no one was there originally, would say Kol Olin Gvar. And the Ramban and the Yad Rama and others said, no, we would not say Kol Olin Gvar. We'd leave it where it is now. So why would they say to leave it? Why would they say to leave it where it is now? What's the yisod of the machlokas here? Right? What's the yisod of the machlokas here? Right? Why are they? What's wrong with Kol Olin Gvar? So number one, they say maybe Lekva make Olin de Milsa. That's based on the Gemara and Daf Lama Dalad Amid Beis Daf Lama Hayamid Aleph. Rav Nachman said, if there are Shalom Vasim, there are Shalom Vasim, we say Kol Olin Gvar. Gemara says, but in other cases, we say, Shuda the Daini, meaning the Daini just uses his judgment or decision power and decides, right? If I say it's my field and Arya says his field, then Kol Olin Gvar. But if I have a star that, let's say, Ozzy sold me the field, and Ari has a star, Ozzy sold me the field the same day, and we're not sure who the field really belongs to, then Rav says, Yachloku, and Shmuel says, to the Daini, the judge will decide. But no one thinks Kol Olin Gvar. And the Gemara says, what's the difference? The difference is, if I say it's my father's, Ari says his father's, that's equal to make a limbo, so you could figure it out. Meaning, if I claim with my father's land, he claims with his father's land, one of these days, one of us keeps an odd that will find a proof as to whose father's land it is, right? This is like a public thing, whose father's land it is, right? This is before shell companies in the Cayman Islands, right? Meaning, I'm saying, like, my father actually lived there, and then I'm like, you know, led oxen plowing, and he says his father actually lived there and was in front of the oxen when they plowed. So one of these days, we'll figure it out. Then we say, Kol Olin Gvar. However, when we both have a shtar that Ozzy sold us land in the same day, Ozzy being not such an honest fellow, apparently, then it's going to be really hard. It's unlikely we'll ever be able to prove it. Go prove in that one day, let's say, who we sold it to first. You know, how are we going to prove that? It's a one-time thing that happened, and no one's going to remember, and et cetera. It's not like a notorious thing that over all the years someone said. So that's called Lekva Meikla Milsa. We're not going to get clarity. When we're not going to get clarity, then we do Yachloku, according to Rav, half and half, and Shuda Daini, the judge, just decide according to Shmuel. But when we are going to get clarity later, and most of the Mefarshim explain the reason is, because if we're going to get clarity later, then we shouldn't paskia now. Although that's biasing myself. Then we do Kol Olin Gvar. So what if the kash they'll ask, how do you say Kol Olin Gvar? This is a case where you're not going to get clarity later. That's the Ramban's question. Because why he says, trade to the Ramban's question, everyone's question, he said, because like the Lord and Elsa, how are you going to get clarity later? Like, what are you going to bring Edom? Trade tomato, right? It's not going to help me. Trade. There are monuments that say trade, take it, no rights. I mean, even if you bring other evidence, it doesn't help. Because once there's a trade, any evidence you add is not going to help. Trade tomato. Remember, you can't add vigor to a trade, you can't add growth to a trade, you can't add chazaka to a trade. Trade is a stalemate. And therefore, in the case of a stalemate, we should not say Kol Olin Gvar. Rather, we should say, due to the dining, or Yachloku, or something else, based on all the factors we're up in the Gemara later on. So that's a kasha they have. It's not like a reason to leave it with that guy necessarily, but it is a kasha they have. So it is the kasha, right? The kasha of the Ramban question of the Ramban Ve'od is ha leka lemekam Allah de milsa, even though we haven't been ma'ayin in the Gemara Daftam Hey yet. No, the Gemara says you only do kol lemekam when you can't figure it out later. You can't figure out later, you do something else. Shoot it daimi or yachloku, depending on exactly how you read that Gemara there and all the different factors involved. So how is the Rashbam going to answer? The Rashbam also does this Gemara. How is the Rashbam going to answer? How do you answer for the Rashbam, etc.? How's the Rashbam going to answer? After all, there's no such thing. It's illegal to call the Ugbar if you're not going to find the answer out later.
The context of like that later like Mel says, nothing will actually be able to prove it. Here, in theory, could be proven, it might be harder to prove it.
How are you going to prove it?
I mean, there are other details. I mean, if you can prove that the guy was not there for it, if you can disprove the guy's aegis hazaka, or...
How would you have to disprove his aegis? You have to possibly aid him. Meaning, it's not going to help bring more proof that it's wrong, right? If I bring 100 more aid him who say not that way, then it's not going to help. But you can possibly aid him. Says in the Mufay Yosef, not that he's agreeing, but when he's defending the Rashbam, he says, he makes an assumption with Sias. I'm not such a big psychologist, sociologist, that I know who's right and who's wrong here. He said, well, this actually is the case of Ekel Mekvel and Demilsa. You're going to find out why. Because if it's two Adim versus two Adim, two of them are liars. If two of them are liars and someone has incentive, they should be able to hire a private eye and prove that they're liars. Not bring Adim against them. That won't help. Trade to mail. But now, I'm not sure that I'm so convinced by this UK Yosef. Really? Whenever Adim are liars, it should be easy to prove that they lied. How do you prove they lied? You either have to prove they're Gazlanim, prove they lied in a previous court case, like Absol Gavra, or Hazak, prove they were someplace else at the time. Is that okay? The UK Yosef said, yeah, in the stomach, you can be equal to make blood and just shuto kamashmo near a disfield of Zal. It seems that the Rashbam and the Rif hold the Eftel to make him a demilsa. Vadai misha dinimo yachra chrem lochiach shikram. Vikarov who sheneda da rivira yedeza. For sure, I'll be able to prove they're lying. Again, it's not so posh because just bringing a million Edim against them doesn't prove they're lying. You have to like attack the Gavra and prove that they were lying, you know, which is going to be hard to do. But, okay, that's one answer. One answer is the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. He says it's likely, Karav Hadavar, right? Likely that you can prove that the Edom lied. Unlike the case of Avi, who sold the same field to me and Arya the same day, all the Edom are telling the truth. We just don't know who he sold it to first and who he ripped off. And nothing to help. We know it's a liar. We know that he told the truth. We just don't know what order it happened. So nothing personal. Okay, that's Mukhi Yosef. I thought maybe you could say a little differently. I thought Efshi you could say a little differently. And this really has to do with the sort of uniqueness of, like I mentioned earlier, of trade. None of the cases later on in that whole sugya, this is like one of those famous sugya in Shas, what do you do? Suffolk Momo. It has all the possible solutions. And by the time you get to Tosos, for sure. And like, when do you do this? When do you say Achloka? When do you say, basically, when do you say Achloka? When do you say Shoot and Dine? The Dine just decides. And when do you say Kol Olivar? Those are the three real possibilities. And go through everything. None of those are cases of trade. Of two Adam against two Adam. Those all cases are just lack of knowledge. I saved my field, you saved your field. We don't know. Avi sold us both the same field. We don't know who he sold it to first, which would be valid. We just don't know. No contradiction to Adam. The Adam are right that he sold it to me, the right that he sold it to him. He just won and he sold something he owned. And the next time he sold something, then he no longer owned it and ripped someone off. Or the case of Machla Perba Tamar. You know, I trade my. my ox for your my cow for your donkey, and it died, and we don't know if it died beforehand or afterwards, and whether it was a chalos mechira or a chalos chalipin or not a chalos chalipin. Just we all know. Train might be different than other sfeikos. Again, not what the Ramban says here, but train be different. Yeah, the Ramban says since train is different, there's no way you're going to be able to prove anything, and it's like a lamekam Allah de milsa. I'm saying, yo, maybe what's unique about train is that every other suffix, they have the right to paskin something if they want. They can't choose to paskin yachloku. They can choose to paskin, they have the right to. Because there's a lack of information, and Bezdin can use their judgment. However, when it comes to trade or train, maybe they don't have the right to paskin whatever they want, because they have no right to paskin against two Eidim, Alpi Shnayim, Eidim Yochum Dover. Therefore, they can't paskin Yachloku, because if I give you half, that's against two Eidim. If I give him half, that's against two Eidim. They can't paskin Shuvah Dezayni. We think Aryeh should win, because then they're going against two Eidim. How can they go against two Eidim? Certainly, Shuvah Dezayni makes a lot of sense. They should have the right to say. Haven't they just decided who wins against two Eidim? Against no evidence, so there's no evidence. So let three, what are they telling the club, decide who wins? You know, that's the best we can do. But against two Eidim, it's a little hard. So maybe, I haven't seen this, maybe it's a Bach somewhere? I don't know. No, I mean, a Bach is something you should see. It's not an obscure buffer. Anyway, maybe you could say that Trey Shiny. Train is different. I'm sure if Chaim was here, he would find it in the Sifta. Okay, so let's assume it's someone in the Sifta. What's the point? The point is train paralyzes Bezdin. They can't pass him against the train. If they can't pass him against the train, how can they pass him called on bar? The answer is to call on bar down psah. Called on bar, this is a big difference. Spoiler alert. The biggest chakirin called on bar, is it a psach or is it a sikon? But we all know the pasuk shot is that it's a sikon. I mean, pasuk shot called on bar, we hear like paskin called on bar. That's the machunish shot of chakira. Ah, no, psach and called on bar. Doesn't sound like a good psach. I would be find it a little peculiar that judges paskin this. But to say, look, we can't judge this case. So called on bar, that's not so crazy. So maybe that's the point. But Trey Shiny, you can't paskin against Eidim. So you must be misvalid. Maybe the Kiddush of Trey, you're not allowed to paskin against Eidim. So you have no choice but to be misvalid. And again, that's really my other svara competing with the Bach here. Maybe the reason over here we don't give back the original Muxach is because giving back the original Muxach, we're going to use Sach. We're giving back the original Muxach, we're using rules of Muxachos. No, that is if there's no Trey. But in Trey, you can't even pass in to go by the Muxach. All you can do is leave it where it is as a Sela. All you can do is say, we're going to stop it, do what you want. So it could be, again, that's, or... Again, that's a bit of a chiddush in trade. Not so sweet. Maybe trade required fila, and that might explain this possible fita of the Rambam, possible fita of the Rambam, possible fita of the Rambam. That even if someone's there originally, we don't give it back to him. Why? He has a psak to give it back to him. He's there now, it's not a psak to give it back to him. But he's not there now, it's a psak to give it back to him. And that might explain nicely how to get out of the Rambam's kasha about. Like we'll make more than those.
And so then you're saying the states are like could not be trade or trade?
No, of course not trade or trade. The two Eidim are not contradicting the two other Eidim. Two Eidim say you sold it to me. They're telling the truth. Two Eidim say you sold it to Aryeh. They're telling the truth. Just in one case, you sold it when it belonged to you, and then afterwards you sold something that didn't belong to you. But they aren't lying. It's not called trade or trade when you have two Eidim one way to the other. It's not called trade or trade. The two Eidim contradict each other. Here, the two Eidim don't contradict each other. Now, if you want to get fancy schmancy and Shars loved us, you can make it into a virtual contradiction, but you can't ask questions by being fancy schmancy. You can give answers by being fancy schmancy in this yeshiva, but you can't ask questions by being fancy schmancy.
The Ramban said this, but when if really based on being misalic, just stop at this point, wouldn't it make sense to say that the amount of the guy stayed there? Because a real silic would mean to leave it the way it is now.
Okay, that is a very, very good question. would it, so that, give me a second. And if it's a real siluk, then, which is basically what the Avrama is saying, let's say. Ah, I hear what you're saying. If it's a real siluk, then you shouldn't be machtinan le. You should just say, in which case maybe we just have to go back and look at Yosef. Hold on a second. I hear what you're saying. Unless I'm going to reinterpret Kol Dolim Dvar, I mean, we don't actually take it away from it. We just say fight it out. But I have to be nidchak, Kilu, to say that they hold the same as the Ramah. What does the Ramah say? We leave it in his hands, but they can still fight it out. Give me a second. Says the, you're making a good point. And what we do, you're making a good point. Let me just think for one more second. Okay. You're right. I'm going to have to say this better. I apologize. I'm going to have to say it better, Rabosai. Aryeh, tell me if this is satisfactory. Because you're absolutely right. Says the Yavrama. Says the Yavrama, he says, we possibly call the Levar. But what does called the Levar mean? We leave it in the hands of whoever's there now, because called the Levar means whoever gets it, and he got it. If the other guy wants to fight with him, you fight with him. Says the Yavrama, call to Olam Gvar means we leave it in the hands of whoever won it first. And then let them fight. Right? That's the Yavrama says. As opposed to the Ramban, right, the Chulig, who say, nope, we just, whoever won first, in this case, if no one was there originally, we would never say Kalon Bar, we'd say whoever won first keeps it. So, why? Because we don't say called Olivar, right? That is ultimately the difference, right? We don't say called Olivar. Rubio says we don't say called Olivar. Rubio says we don't say called Olivar. So really, there are three sheep. The response says called Olivar, let them fight that. The other man says called Olivar, but this guy was ready to go there. So let him keep it. If they want to fight it from now on, do what they want. And the Ramban says we don't say called Olivar. So now, I guess the question, Ramban, is you can't say kol olam dvar. So the answer is that this answer only works to the Avraham, not for the Rashbam, right? This, for the Ramah, this works for Taka Mitzalik, right? We say kol olam dvar, and we say we're not getting involved, but whoever's there now, you will be upper hand. Good luck. For the Avraham, Ramah is Mitzalik. But you're right in terms of, you're right that for the Rashbam, it sounds pretty clearly, and the Rambam and the Rimigat and the Rif, it sounds pretty clearly like we actually take it away from them and make a Kol Olam Dvar. And the Rif is not 100% clear. The Rambam says very clear. So for the Rambam works only for the Ramah, not the Rashbam and the Rambam. So that is a pretty good kasha on me. Aryeh, I acknowledge the kasha on me and said I'm only working for the Yad Ramah. I don't know which way the Rif means, but it's only the answer. Yeah, how can the Yad Ramah say called Olivar? Means especially in the Sila. But the Rambam And the Rambam is not supposed to be Sima, because we're not metallic. We actually take it away and make a kol olam var. So they're going to have to answer like Mikhail Yosef, or have some other shita that I haven't been clever enough to think of yet. I'm not clever enough to think of. Perhaps we can have another answer that, would be a stretch. Let me just ask one other question then. We have the kol olam var people. Again, the Yavam Raz doesn't the kol olam var. Look at his lashon, right?
Someone should raise their hand originally and say, but the Yavam also says kol olam var. What does he say? He says, we leave in the hands of whoever it is. Why? Because of kol olam var. Right? Kaimelon kol olam var. And therefore, we leave it in his hands. If he came into it, we leave him there. So why not leave it? And then, of course, but if the other guy wants to take it back to him, he can.
Okay. So we have two defenses of kol olam var. One only works for the Rambam, for the Yavamah, and that's what in Yosef, for the Rambam, said the only defense we thought of for the Rambam. Let me just ask one question, and then we're going to go weiter. What is the Yisurah Machlokas? What are they arguing about between the Ramban, let's say, and the Rashban? And what do I mean by this? I mean, it's not necessarily so positive to say that the Ramban, they're arguing about equal making life will make one the milsa, because the Ramban says you give it to whoever they're already. That's not what's discussed in that. So you say on Dalit and Hayes, when you do Yachloku, when you do Shuda Dayin, and when you do Kaldon Bar. It's not about when you just leave it in the hands of whoever it is. Why does the Ramban think you should leave it in the hands of whoever it is? Well, the Rambam thinks you shouldn't. Well, it's just a simple question. What is the Yesod HaMachlokes? Again, what's the case? The case is no one was there originally, whether you say Kol Olam Var, or you say Heifa Dekaimi Kaimi, right? Wherever it is, leave it. Leave it where it is. What's the basic of that machlokas? Now, you could say they're arguing whether it's equal to make one milsa or like one make one milsa, right? And this is maybe in the Ritva. One way you could say is, if you hold that it is equal to make one of the milsa, it's a machlokas in mitzias or standard mitzias approving agent. If you hold equal, what you can argue is, whether it's likely to find proof of Sheker. Okay, if you're equal to equal, you say called all the fire. And if you say it is Lekka, Lamekama Allah Denilsa, then what did you say when it's Lekka Lamekama Allah Denilsa? Here it gets a little tricky. What should we say when it is the Yosef suggests it's a Yachlokah. Okay, that's almost the usual name. The simple shot is that when Lech Lomekim the Nelsa, you say Shuda Dedaimi, says the Ritva. Yeah. Shuda Dedaimi, where's the Ritva? Says the Ritva. I think I'm going to take that back, because the Ritva there is talking about where someone was there originally. And then he says, easy, shoot it, dine it. That doesn't happen to decide. He's not talking about our case. Give me a second. Lach zero is actually a muchsuk. Okay, that's not going to help us here. Lech will make one the milsa, but then it's not clear why we're going to leave it in the hands of whoever won now. That's not what the Gemara says, but this is problematic, right? But this is, then we should do Yachloku, which is what the Mikhail Yosef suggests. Says the Mikhail Yosef, Afilo Matzin, Mechamel de Milsa, does the name of Kaldon Bar El Yachloku. But over here, that's not the case. Here, Reuben was there originally. We should do Yachloku or Shuda Didaini. And the Ramban doesn't think we should be a chol for Shita Daini. That's not the Shita of the Ramban. Didn't make Yosef suggest that, but that's not the Shita of the Ramban. What did the Ramban say? The Ramban says that we leave the guy there, right? So this doesn't work for the Ramban. So basically, you can say the Ramban threw in a kasha of equal making law, like making Wilson. You can't say that you sort of his shita. That's just a side kasha he's throwing in. He's throwing in a kasha, you should know. I have a problem with your sheet of called Olimvar because it's like Olimvar de Milsa. But that's not why the Ramban says a Shita. So that's why the Ramban said a Shita. He shouldn't have said leave it in the hands of the guy who won it first. He should have said something else. Such as Yaflo Rashid is Daini. So anyone want to have a different Lumda suggestion as to what the Soda the Machlosi and the Ramban and the Rashban? Yeah?
Can I ask you a question first with the assumption Rebbe keeps quoting the Ike Lamigamon and Milsa as being likely to find proof, and that's why Rebbe doesn't love the Nemukios. Is that coming from somewhere? Because the Nemukios never said it's likely.
No, he does. It's coming from Yosef. He says the word likely. He says the word karov. Karov means likely. He says vikarov who shenei da'adavar bevira on vizat.
Karov means likely.
He says it's extra to make him all of the milsa because they're going to quote their acharehan.
And then say vikarov.
It'll be possible.
But karov means likely. Karov doesn't mean quote. Karov means likely. I understand. You could disagree. I'm just working on the Daniel's if he says karov. You could say it doesn't mean likely. It just means reasonably possible. Okay, and that's what I said. They could be worried about the standards. But I think it's a technicality for us. I was just going to reveal, they said the word likely. Karov means likely in Rishonim language.
And you can say the Machlokas is about whether Kodom virus is sacked in or not.
Aha, what does Kitzvi want to say? The Lamdus of Kodom virus. What do we mean? Remember, there's a famous Hakira whether Kodom virus is a sack or a silak. And what does Kitzvi want to perhaps suggest? If Kol Dalim Gevar is a psak, then what should we do if we realize it's Kol Dalim Gevar? We should. Take it away from them and put it in between them. If Kol Dalim Gevar is a silak, then what should we do, obviously? Leave it with the guys here now. So maybe if you hold Kol Dalim Gevar is a psak, then the psak is Kol Dalim Gevar. What's the psak? The fair thing to do is Kol Dalim Gevar. It's not fair to let one guy win. It's fair to let them fight it out. That's a psak. I know it's a weird psak, but maybe it's a psak. But if you say Kol Dalim Gevar is a siluk, then if you say Kol Dalim Gevar is a siluk, then I mean really you end up with the other man. However, it could be that Kol Dalim Gevar is a siluk, meaning that. There is that even if you, let's say, better, maybe even the Ramban is close to the Gavrama. What the Ramban is saying is that we can't say, that would maybe end up more along the lines of the Yagrama than the Rashbam. No? Let's say, Kol Dalim Gevar is Siluk, but that wouldn't explain the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban says we don't say Kol Dalim Gevar, rather we award it to one guy. And what would be his logic? His logic would be that Kol Dalim Gevar is not a sack, rather you have to leave it in the hands of a, right, it wouldn't necessarily
when you say is a sack, that's why you can't ask Kol Dalim Gevar.
Let's say this a little better.
What? So why is it against like a little girl and let Nosa? That case where there's no Nosa in those cases.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. So Kol Dalim Gevar, I'll say better. Kol Dalim Gevar is a psak. And therefore, now obviously no one says you're multi from Mosa, say Kol Dalim Gevar. Everyone agrees you only say Kol Dalim Gevar when there's no Mosa. But here there's a Mosa like the Tos, right? Here there's a Mosa like the Tos. Kol Dalim Gevar is a psak. And therefore, obviously, Kol Dalim Gevar doesn't beat Mosa. But therefore, we have to undo Mosa Vitalis, in order to do the psak of kol da'olim var. However, maybe the Rabbanan say no, kol da'olim var is a siluk. A siluk means you don't do or undo anything. Therefore, if kol da'olim var is a siluk, you don't undo muchtar b'tos, because the guy goes to the toss, because Ben said only one sitting and didn't really do another sitting. It's a toss that they're maxing this guy. But you can't undo it, because in a sea lock, you can't undo anything. And therefore, one guy is Mosak. Meaning, if called the Ungar is a psak, then we're going to undo our mistake to do this psak. If called the Ungar is not a psak, we're not going to undo anything. Once we don't undo anything, then we're not even doing kol da'olim var. We're just saying the guy's mosak. I thought another possibility. Here I don't have.
Can you see that the opposite way around also? The bottom holds it's a psak, and therefore would be, meaning, like, the outer mat is the opposite, meaning it is a psak, and therefore we can't postulate it. Then we just leave it, and the other people hold it's a sila.
It's a psak, and therefore
we can't actually mean therefore it's, I mean that's his question. We cannot pass in kol da'olim var.
We can't pass in kol da'olim var because
not
it's a trade tray. We can't pass in kol da'olim var because it's a trade tray.
Right.
Like we
the opposite of the outer mouth. The outer mouth is to answer, oh, it's a sila, and therefore you can't. It's fine. Maybe I'm not saying yeah.
Meaning, similar to the, you're saying similar to the Agrama. That really he's the same svar as we said for the Agrama. You just kept passing against Adam. Okay, I see at a certain point that we're just mad. He didn't really, the problem is like he says why he attacks all the environment. He doesn't say why he thinks you should leave in the hands of that guy. But maybe, especially since he emphasizes, again, he emphasized Lekka Lekka Mo Lemosa, which is really not going to help him achieve his result, because his result should not be part of Lekka Lekka Mo Lemosa. But what you want to say is, Davka, if Kol Da'olim Var is an active psak, you can't pass in that against, well, they both have to agree it's active psak, since the Siluk is. Okay.
They also, you could say Siluk. So
I understand.
Also the reverse of Siluk, meaning it could be that removing it from everyone's hands, like that's less active.
Okay, I
return to original state.
I hear what you're saying. What are we going to do? Meaning, it's hard to say it's just a pure eco-lecho-lecho and milsomach locus, because that would not necessarily explain how we get there. What might it be about? It might be about, let's say, kol da'olim var is a psak or a siluk. I'm going to say it a little differently, but I hope you'll agree. It might be what Ozzy's saying, which is, can you paskin b'makom trade pray? The Ramban says not, and the Ramban is basically the same as the Agramah. You can't paskin kol da'olim var b'makom trade pray. Rather, you just have to leave it where it is. And, oh, why can they go back and fight with it forever? Maybe there's a separate rule that no one can ever go back and fight forever. Because of Mosak, in which case, Ramban is similar to the Yad Verma, or maybe you could say it's a different thing. If there's a passing something by mistake, what are they supposed to do? They have to erase their mistake, or do they just have to pass in the truth as it comes out? Right, that's a fascinating question. What happens if Bezin passes in something by mistake? Here it's an honest mistake, right? There were two Edom, there weren't the other two Edom, they only came till later. When Bezin passes something by mistake, are they responsible to undo their action, or do they just have to be correct from now on? They just have to be correct from now on. Those are all right. This guy's holding it from now on. They have to undo their action, then they have to take it away. So you might say they're arguing about Toth. I don't think Toth Bezin, I thought Bezin was stupid and made a mistake. It's just good. You know, a psak bitos. Maybe the Rafan says you must revert it. While the Ramban would say, no, you just have to do the truth from now on. If you just have to do the truth from now on, come up to an override. Remains in the field, or shows in the field, or curves in the field. If you have to reverse your psak,
You have to take it away from them. So it could be that maybe they're actually arguing about what's the nature of how it relates to mistakes. Mistakes have to be undone, or you just have to be correct from now on. That's a fascinating philosophical machlokas. It could be they're arguing about passing the mock and trade trade. Let's say they both agree called all the sock. The Rashan says, so passing called all and bar. And the Ravan is really the same as the other Ravan says, you can't pass it anything. You can't pass it anything, leave it in the guy who stands in this. And why can't they go back and fight forever? Because it's ridiculous to go back and fight forever. Many of you shouldn't hold, even in Kol Olam, you can never go back and fight forever because England or something. Or it could be the argument outside versus see, look, it's a little tricky. Okay, we'll leave this for now and just take word from Arya and go buy drink.
Yes, sorry. I was just talking about changing the edge of like see, look, and sock. The Rashi and Ramban.
Mm-hmm.
You say the first bit that the Rashbam's on the side of that. His lashon on lamed hey sounds like he wants to call it a. You see, like he says,
you're right.
He says
that's a good point.
He said that.
Okay, fair enough. I agree with you. I really think that the most interesting possibility might be the argument close method. Do you have to undo whatever was a mistake, or you just have to be correct from now on? If you have to be correct from now on, and we'll sort of override. One guy's there. I don't care how we got there. From now on, we'll sort of override. If you have to undo your mistake, you just have to take it away from him and then go back to scratch and pass it, and you get called Olin Gvar.
Rebbe?
One second.
You need to turn your train to space.
Correct. It's that, but nonetheless, yeah, but still could be. Yes, Yehuda.
Yeah, I'm confused. Why is this considered a psak b'taut? The Dayanim didn't know about the second set of the Eidim.
Igloi Milta, their psak was b'taut because they paskin based on, I don't mean b'taut, they did something wrong. I mean, in the end, their psak was not justified because it was a trade of trade. So I don't mean toast they did something wrong. I mean, toast they were based on incorrect information. They didn't have all the information. When you don't have all the information, that's a mistake. Not they didn't follow procedure, but Igloi Milsa, that they were not issuing the correct psak because they were missing information. Okay, let's go by during the Gemara, Bosai. We have a lot to say about Zilusid Medina. Zilusid Medina. Rav Nachman's not worried about Zilusid Medina. And Rava attacks him. Masiv Rava. The same are of Zera. Shneimer Meh, Shneimer Lo Meh, Shneimer Nisgar, Shneimer Lo Nisgar. So train to train. Again, very similar to our case. All these cases are going to be train to train, interestingly. Right? For a reason or not. We'll see. About whether or not the woman is single or married. Harizu Lo Tinasa, she can't get married. Safed Darais Lo Chomer. Not only Safed Darais Lo Chomer, she's Bechetz Gas Eishes Nesh. But if she got married, then she can stay married. That's the Shiva Chacham, according to everyone, the Rabbana, put the Rabbana in brackets. He's very long and reads every single line of this word differently than every other region of the world, fascinatingly. But we're not going to get into it now. Why Nisei Slotate? The simple shot is that the Chacham met nothing to Zibusa de Medina. The Chacham just hold that. Lechachila, we should be machmer, but b'diavad, Chazal weren't so machmer. B'diavad, they found them to be mekel. Oh, how could they be mekel if the husband and wife are 50-50 suffolk, whether they're allowed to be married to each other or not? So Tos points out, if Mark Subas makes no kimta, that both the new husband and the wife say they know that he died or they know that he divorced her. We are just masuffolk, but therefore, and we're Masafek and B'diavad, we don't want to break them up and be so mean to them as long as they're comfortable that they have an answer to Hashem for their actions. Fine. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Tate say, nope, she has to get divorced. It's a Chomer Drabbanan that she has to get divorced. Amr, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yossi, and Masay, Omer, Tate say, not Shabbo Eidim, Echarkov Nisei. Well, Nisei, Echarkov Eidim, Rizalot, Tate say, says, Nachman, Rabbi Yossi, that's only if the second set of Aiden came, made it a stalemate, train, then she got married. Then she should get divorced. But if she got married with permission of Bez Din after the first set of Aiden came, and she got married with permission of Bez Din, then she doesn't have to get divorced. Why? Because of Lechor, because of Zilusa de Beidina, right? That's the question of Rabbah. Rabbah says, we see from here that Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosei, again, the Chachamim, the Tanakhim, and this Brisa just had no issue with Zilusa de Beidina. He holds that we never make you get divorced because they're nice guys. Rav Nachman Rav Yosef says no. The Rabbanim were machmer to make her get divorced, but not if she got married based on a psaka pestin. So seemingly, we do worry about the Yilusa Beitina. So Amrli on a Sarva Lemevado, he says, I thought I would paskin Lemaisa, do an action, paskin based on my psak, hashdo, spina, not now that you asked me this to Yufta, but also Rav Nuna Besuria, and Rav Nuna and Surya also asked the same question, law of Dina, but Uvda, I'm not going to paskin it. And then strangely, Nafak of an Uvda, then he went out, and all of a sudden he did paskin it, which is very strange. Was he a liar? No, Mandachaz, I saw her to Usub Yada. Whoever saw this happen thought he just made a mistake and got confused and said one thing and did something else. But Lohi, no, rather it's because at that point he thought that he was convinced by Rav or Zera or Hamnuna, whoever it was, and was going to retract. But then afterwards he found a reason not to retract and he changed his mind again. Right? Bishop, the Talia about Ashley robbery, because it literally, Talia about Ashley robbery, it's hanging by strong ropes, meaning he had a strong basis in the Tanaim for his Shita. This man, Rabbi Yehuda, Reiman, Lukunal Peidach, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't make someone a Kohen based on Eidachad. Amr, Rabbi Lazar, Imasai, Makam Sheish Orim. When is that true if people deny he's a Kohen? They what is my Orim in English? They attack his kuna. Well, Makam She'ein Orin, if no one attacks the kuna, Ma'am Kulam paid Echad, then you can make him a coin based on eight Echad. Rav Shimon Amliel Omer, Mishra Rav Shimon Askan, Ma'am Kuna paid Echad. You can be Ma'am Kuna paid Echad. So the Gemara asks, hold on a second. That is the same as Rashbag, Hainu Relozer. Relozer says you're Ma'am Kuna paid Echad if there's no Orin. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says your Malakun al Piyed Echad. Aren't they the same? And if you say, no, there's a subtle difference, whether it's Orin or not. Now, what's the case? It can't be they're arguing if there are no Orin, because if there are no Orin, then they both admit your Malakun al Piyed Echad. It can't be they're arguing when there are two Orin. So there are two Eidim that says he's not a Kohen. How could anyone believe one Eidim says it is a Kohen? That's ridiculous. So it must be, maybe they're arguing when there's one Orer. And that's the difference between Orer. Lazar only believes one aid when there isn't one aid against him. And we're assuming Leo believes one aid even when there's one aid against him. Rav Lazar says, even one aid against, you won't believe the one aid for. And Rashbag says, no, if there's one aid against, you won't believe the one aid for. Only there's two aid against, you won't believe the one aid for. But I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Kolnir, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, all the Tanakh agree that an error less than two Eidim is irrelevant. In which case, what is Rabbi Lozer saying? If there's two Eidim, he's not a Kohen, you don't believe one Eidim, he is. But if there is only zero or one Eidim that he's not a Kohen, then you believe one Eidim that he is. That's obviously it was Rashbag. Rashbag wouldn't believe one Eidim against two Eidim. So they're exactly the same. So, Ella Eritrei. Really, error is only two. Everyone agrees with two Eidim said he's not a Kohen, you don't believe one Eidim, he is. So what's the Machlokas? Hachamayah Skina, this weird case. Where Mochsek, that his father was a Kohen, we assumed he was a Kohen when he was born. And then a call went out, a rumor that he's Ben Grusham and Chalutza, and we take him down from Kuna. One aide says he's a Kohen, and the one aide beats the call, and we bring him back to the Kuna. Then two aide come and say he's Ben Grusham and Chalutza, two beat one, and obviously Achtina, we take him down. And then a second aid comes as it's a coin. Everyone agrees with Sarif, the first aid and the last aid. So now it's two aid and he is a coin, two aid and he isn't. It's trade, like all the cases until now. They must be arguing whether we're worried about Zilusa de Medina. Rabbi Lazar Sarif came in Dachtina Lomaskinale. Rabbi Lazar says, naturally, we should let him go back to being a coin because he was Becheskas Kahuna in the first place. Just Rabbi Lazar says, that when they're Orin, we don't let him go back to be a Kohen. Once we took him down, we don't reinstate him because it was Yelusid Beidina. And Rashbag, so Rashbag holds just like Rav Nachman, we don't worry about Yelusa de Beidina. So it's Machlokes Tanaim. Whether, and that's even Makam Sheish Orin. They're arguing their Orin trade. How can you believe one Eidim against two Orin? Oh, because there was one Eidim before him. It's really two Eidim against two Orin. If it's two Eidim against two Orin, what's the machlokes? Trey or Trey, we should let him be a Kohen and stick with his chazaka. The answer is, once we took him down, do we choshes to lose it to be Dina? So, says Maskevlar of Ashi, in which case, we still don't know why Rav Nachman so quickly decided he doesn't worry to lose it to be Dina. That's a machlokes Tanar. How does he know how to paskin? Because all the Rishonim say follows Rav Ashi. E hachi ma'ir echad if you'll betray Nami. Then why do you need one? Just say two Edom said he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalusa, two Edom said he's a Kohen, and you have the exact case where it's trey to trey, you should make him a Kohen. But he loses Beit Din because you're changing your mind. Elam Rav Ashi to Kuliyam Lechashim Zulus, no one cares about Zulus Beit Din. And that's where Rav Nachman changed his mind, because none of these Tanaim care about Zulus Beit Din. That was the Diyak of Rav Ashi. If they cared about Zulus Beit Din, they would have argued in a different case. Must be no one cares about Zulus and Beit Din. V'hachav l'tzarif, that's how we pass, and we don't care about Zulus and Beit Din. V'hachav l'tzarif, Edus come and flee. They're just arguing whether the two Edom, one came, again, Reuven said he's a Kohen. Shimon and Levi said Ben Grusha Mechalusa. Yehuda said he's a Kohen. Are we mitzarif, Reuven and Yehuda, to make a trey? Or we're not mitzarif, in which case, obviously, we believe Shimon and Levi. We have plugged the Tanai, the Tanya Lolomain induced the Sarefta Shirf name to Echad, Rishu Ben Korcho, or Philip Zechar said. That's not the relevant part for us. The Tanakama says the two Edom have to be together when they see it. Rishu Ben Korcho says they can see it at different times. That's not our Indian. This is our machlokes. Tanakama says they're not mitzarif unless they come to court together. Here they didn't come to court together. You can't believe the Eid Echad. They're not mitzarif. They're just two Eid Echad. They're not two Eidim. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Lusser. And Rabbi Shimon and Leal was like, no, they're mitzarif even if they come to court on different days. That's how we paskin. And therefore, you have trey to trey, and you keep in b'cheskes kahuna, and no one cares about zivus and beitina. Okay, that is the final psak. I want to ask just one or two questions. First of all, I want to compare it to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi have the exact same machlokas as the Bavli with different names, right? Shimon brings Edim, you give it to Shimon. Reuven comes and proves that Shimon's father didn't die owning this land. Now what do you do? It's very similar to our case, right? Trey to trey. So what do you do? So Amar of Nachmar Yaakov, Ana Afikte Mi Reuven, Ana Mechzir Nolei, Ana Nachting, Ana Maskina. We took it away from him, we give it back. Right? So Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov is similar to Rav Nachman. Rav Omar, Rav would be similar to Rav, Shinasatim Biz, Nasatim Kame Elech HaMotzim Ra'al Raya. No, once you gave it to him, now it's trey to trey. HaMotzim Ra'al Raya. Once you gave it to him, he's there now, he keeps it. HaMotzim Ra'al Raya. Yes? Okay. So, we have the same exact machlokes, right?
Is this a different case?
Is it?
I mean, in that case, isn't it where
Shimon was there at first, which according to Hafter Shimon was our case.
I mean, the Chazaka, is unbalanced there. I mean, there's something, the question.
Okay, good point. In the Bavli, what do you have? Yeah, Rav Nachman says, Anan, Achkinan, Anan Maskinan, something like that. While you have Rava, who questions and almost gets to change his mind and says, no, Chayshinan Lizilusa Debedina. And in Yerushalmi, you have Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, right? Yeah. Who says the same. Anan Makinan, almost the same words. And Anan Maskinan. And then you have Rav, who says, no, Kavan the Yarad. The other guy, Kevin Yarad, again, who was there first? Was Reuven there first? Yeah. So therefore, you give it back to Reuven. Back to Reuven. Again, according to many, you've shown him, right? Maybe even over Shimon and Bet. No, Shimon stays because you loosened the Bedina. Or Kevin Yarad, Letocha, and Shimon stays. Right? The same exact machlokas. At least according to the Rechonan of the DNA. Right? Same exact machlokas. The only difference is what's the reason. So Avi wants to suggest it's not the same exact machlokas based on the Bach. Right? That it's not the same machlokas based on the Bach. Because over there, there's no stira in Gimel Shtar. So according to the Bach, it's really not the same machlokas. Okay, let's forget the Bach for now. Simple shot, the same machlokas. The only difference is that
The Bavli, yeah.
Meaning, not just the Bavli, meaning the case there, is understanding it correctly, was where there, the Hakafta is whether the Av died in Tok
Sadeh. Whether it was Shimon's father or not.
Meaning, it wasn't whether he died while still owning land or had sold it.
Okay.
I mean, but in theory, that's a very different case than
what I'm sure why it would be.
I mean, one of them, there's, in theory, there's how it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm not sure in his family what it means. He didn't die there. Means he owned it, but didn't die there, or he never owned it. It's not, it's ambiguous in your family. I'm not sure.
It comes up in other cases also.
I hear the time. I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. What you're saying is maybe you could somehow change it up a little.
Now I'll explain Kol Dom Gvar in our case versus that case also.
Well,
all the other sheet goes.
Again, the Yerushalmi is not what they call the Olivar, right? Yerushalmi was someone there in the first place, we're not even sure if there's a sheep called the Olivar until he gets the Bach.
Even if there was a sheep,
correct. I hear your China. I hear your China. I hear your China. What you want to say is they're discussing slightly different cases. They're discussing slightly different cases. You want to read Yerushalmi if there's a clear Marakama.
If the Ramban brings this case as one of the riots against the Kol Dom Gvar.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Oh, you want to get out of the Ramban's riot?
Yeah. Meaning,
I see what you're saying. Your Ramban says clearly the Kol Dom Gvar with New Shali. You don't say that's just New Shali. There is not a steamer who is
also not just that. There's a Chazaka. Meaning the whole question in our Gemara is. I mean, the whole trade is about.
No, I don't think that's. I don't know how that's going to help you. And you shall me. And you shall me.
Mean the Av definitely owned it. The whole question our Gemara was.
No, let's Shimon Av. That's not going to help. He's with the Rav Nachman, which goes to Reuven. I thought you were saying what Steve was about to say, which that according to the Bach is a difference. To the point of the Bach in the Bavli, Reuven wasn't a real Larakama. And in Yerushalmi, Reuven wasn't real Marakama, so there's no Stephen in the 3 years. Reading the case the opposite. And therefore, maybe they're talking about different cases. Okay, that's fascinating. That's what Stephen said.
Yeah, so there's Bamun.
Right, okay. But the on the simple chat, they're saying the same thing, but for different reasons. What's the reason, not the reason behind Rav Nachman? That neither of them says. What's the reason behind the opponent? Rav Zera, whoever was saying the Nargavar. Is it because you lose it? It's a Zilzal Bezdin to zigzag. Or no, it's not a Zilzal Bezdin to zigzag. You can't zigzag. It's a trade is a suffix, and the suffix, the Muslim of Ovaraya, and Muslim of Ovaraya means whoever's there now with it. So that's a great question, which is what's the reason for Rava? So interestingly, the Pnei Moshe does classic Pnei Moshe, right? What do the Pnei Moshe and Korban Eidah always try to do?
Same.
They always try to turn the Yerushalmi into the Bavli. That's their tough kid in life. To make the Yerushalmi into the Bavli. Make the Yerushalmi. So what does the Pnei Moshe say there? Rav Polig Strilli, the Papina Zilusa de Beidina. Ah, Zilusa de Beidina. So says the Pnei Moshe. He says, this is Zilusa de Beidina. And this is also Zilusa de Medina. Ah, that's not what he says. He says, you leave it in his hand, say what's where over Raya. What he meant was that because of Zilusa de Medina, we leave it in his hands and say he wins because you don't have a proof. But it's not really because we want to over Raya. Just mean we tell the guy, tough luck, he already won because of Zilusa de Medina. Okay, the simple shot is that it's a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi here, right? That's how the Ifeim Naim, I think, understands. In the back of the Gemara, you have your handy-dandy collection of Achronim, the modern Gemaras, they're all sort of put together in order of the daf. And the Ifeim Naim here, who's the who most often out of all the Achronim deals with the relationship between Bavli and Yerushalmi, he quotes the Yerushalmi, the Lohutzka Yerushalmi as far as Yerushalmi Medina. Okay, the Yerushalmi does not have Zilusa de Medina. He thinks it's a machlokes, right? Says the Yefeinayim. He says, no, the Bavli thinks it's because of Zilusa de Medina, right? But the Yerushalmi thinks, no, it's because Mokzok al pi Bezdin, even Betolos, right? Ah, if Bedin gives you the land for 2 days, even if it was just based, not on a Talos Yehuda, Bedin made a mistake. They didn't make a mistake. It's just incomplete information. That's meaning the Bavli thinks it's not called the Chazaka. The only reason you would leave it that way is because you lose it in as a Chumra Drabana, right? You lose it in Medina, but Shimon is not called Mochzak. Why is Shimon not called Mochzak? Because just the fact that Bez didn't let him go there for a little bit doesn't make him Mochzak. Basically, the fact that we thought we let him go there for a while mistakenly doesn't make him a Mochzak. Okay, Yerushalmi thinks meaning that Mochzak is a Mochzak. Yerushalmi thinks that he's called a Mochzak because Bez didn't let him go there, even though he's blaming us, they didn't have a good reason. And the Bavli thinks that's a whole Mochzak. He's blaming us, there's no reason they let him go there. It's just a mistake. So he's not the Mochzak. So he's not the Mochzak. Why would Rava say that that Shimon stays there? Because Zimu said Beidina. And interestingly, the while we're in the back here, we have Elazar Meir Horowitz, who also deals with the relationship. Between Zilusa de Medina and Chazaka, but he doesn't deal with Yerushalmi. He says what he says. He says, okay, we'll come back to a moment what he says, but let's look at this for a moment. It's not clear how he reads the whole Gemara. He says, basically says Zilusa de Medina is that since the Psak should be called Olin Gvar, why should Bezdin bring him here be any less than him bring himself? That would be an insult to Bezdin. If we said if you went yourself, you would win, but if Bezdin puts you, you wouldn't win. And he says it's not a tight comparison to the case of the Ishi Sesh of the company. But let's look at the Tzemach Tzedek. This is not the Tzemach Tzedek Padmon, but the Tzemach Tzedek would be the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, right? Third Lubavitcher Rebbe, or Menachem Mendel Schneerson. What? Yeah, Rabbi Nachman Mendel Schneerson, not the seventh Bob Jarevi, Rabbi Nachman Mendel Schneerson, the third Bob Jarevi, right? The Rabbi Nachman Mendel Schneerson at the Zalu Kuliyama, the Tzemach Tzedek, says that he actually has this fascinating kasha. Like, this happened once. He had a case of tree, whether the woman was divorced or not, and he was like passing the mics of the Shaila. Then since then, she was remarried and had kids and Kuli, and there's a lot of it. Yeah, there's a lot of difficult situations, a long tshuva. And he said, the Rishtami Bavur, that it's not even Zulusa to be Dina like a Takanag Rabbanim to the PR. It's a Din Gomer. It's a Din Chazaka. After all, why should Bezdin creating Chazaka be less than anyone else creating Chazaka? Now that's the Chazaka, multi-control of Araya. Uvigmar Dilan Bavur Shirachu Zulusa be Dina. And then he said, Ashari Lichel Farsh, maybe you could say that's the Inyan Zulusa to be Dina Shogamar al Derech Hayushalmi. He says, says the Tzemach Tzedek, he says Efsher, he's not sure, says the Tzemach Tzedek, Efsher, that our Gemara really means the same as Yerushalmi. That would be a big chiddush. He would say, no, it's in Mochzak. He says, maybe that's what Zilusa Beidina means. Zilusa Beidina doesn't mean that we're worried it will look bad if we zig, it will look bad to people if we zigzag. He says Zilusa de Medina is that if we say whatever Bezdin did is not considered the Chazaka, then that's a derision of Bezdin. Right? Basically, whatever Bezdin does has to have enough power that not whatever they do is automatically right. They can go and correct themselves. But what's unique in all the cases are cases of status, right? Remember, the three cases I've written, this is the only subject of Zilusa de Medina. This type is Zilusa de Medina in Shas. And all three cases are trade or trade, right? Rav Nachman's original trade or trade, the HD trade or trade, the Cohen's trade or trade. In case of trade or trade, what do we normally do? Okay, if someone delivers the Chazak, Chaz this Isser stays Mosser, Chaz this Hector stays Mosser, Chaz this Rumain, Chaz Mosser, Galavarai, etc. So he says, maybe the Bavli's also because of Chazak. It just means the din of Zilusa de Medina means we have to be Machshed Bezdin enough. We're not going to salvage and then so that everything they did is irrelevant. And let's see what the Chazaka was before Bezdin got involved and messed things up and made trouble. No, whatever Bezdin does is, it doesn't mean that's going to be the final psak, but it means at least that's the mochsa from something. When there's a suffix, if Bezdin did something, we consider that the mochsa.
So he says, maybe you could actually interpret the bodily life of Shama, and you could say, no, Silusa Debay Dina means that the Maisa of Bezdin counts as Mochsak. That's what Silusa Debay Dina means. It doesn't mean we make a Xer Drabanan. What do we say? Xer Drabanan to give Hefker Bezdin Hefker, give the land to Shimon for Silusa Debay Dina. Or Xer Drabanan that she's can stay married, obviously, it's because there's only Drabanan that she would have to get divorced. So, hey, remember, we make Xer Drabanan that she should stay married to Zeus of Medina, or Xer Drabanan is not a coming to Zeus of Medina. No, it's more systemic. Is that, do we take Bezdin seriously or Mizalzo? Is Bezdin light or is Bezdin serious? Is Bezdin sort of a bunch of troublemakers who we should try to, again, when they did something which is unjustified? Do we say they're a bunch of troublemakers or whatever they do is bottle the bottle and go back to the Chazaka beforehand? That's if you don't worry about Zulus Medina, you say whatever Bezdin did is bottle the bottle, is shush the hevel, go back to the Chazaka beforehand. Before Bezdin got involved, it was roommates. Before Bezdin got involved, she was Becheska's Eshish. Before Bezdin got involved, he was Becheska's Kohen. Or do you say no? We worry about Zulus Medina. We don't want to take Bezdin lightly. We take Bezdin seriously. Whatever Bezdin do becomes the Chazaka. If Bezdin gave the land to Shimon, then now Becheska Shimon, the Makom Safek, Trey Safek, leave him in Shimon. If Bezdin mater her to get married and she got married, right? Then she's now Becheska married to the second guy and told him another one, Trey doesn't move otherwise, still Becheska's married to the second guy. And if Bezdin said he's not a Kohen, now Becheska's not a Kohen, Becheska's Cholot, then Ruth Ben Elisa, tell him otherwise, since Trey doesn't move otherwise, you keep him as Chazaka. So interestingly, there's two different ways, so many different ways of looking at the Zivus Beidina. So Zivus Beidina means they make a takana, right? They make a takana that we're going to artificially change something using hefker beds and hefker in the first case, or in the second case using what's called heim omer beheim amru. It's hoping if you're a bond on that she would have to get divorced. But since she got married before the agent came and it was looked at for Bezdin, we use a hang over behave over and revert in and erase her to kind of let her stay married, or based on a zero drop on the day of the power, maybe coin and nine coin. I mean, they let him go to funerals. I mean, they possibly for meeting Truma, because the rabbanim could always be machir. Or do you say no? It's more systemic. Mice of Bezdin counts as mochzak. Doesn't count as true. But it counts as mochzak and welcome suffix, and therefore, counts as Mochzak, and that's why we only find the rule of Zivus Beidina used Makom Safek. We never find the rule of Zivus Beidina used Makom Vaday. Nah, but Makom Vaday, how can you say Zivus Beidina? Chazak is not going to help Makom Vaday. That's what Jewish trade to trade. Because how do you have a Pesach of Bezdin followed by a Safek? Usually we're Makom trade to trade. Maybe there could be other cases, but the most easiest way to find a Pesach of Bezdin followed by a Safek is trade to trade. The Pesach of Bezdin, then trade to trade, maybe the Safek. Okay, this, this is a very strange Rabbeinu Gershom. This would affect the question. What does he say? He says, the answer to Tosfos' question. Tosfos asked the question in Dibur Maschil. How did I get here? Aval. Tosfos says, how do you know that Rav Nachman Bar Yosef is because he worries about Zilusa de Beidina? Tosfos says, maybe time to speak a little bav. Long she was with Dina. Maybe the reason just because in a suffix she stays married, not because. What do you mean suffix stay married? In a suffix where she stay make time to lose Dina just because she stays married. That's no pathetic. I answer his question. That is means to Dina. It was with Dina means they stay the same until proven otherwise. What is it? Maybe if you take Bezdin seriously and not lightly, and a PR additional band-aid zera, but in a fundamental din, and having to look at the working of Bezdin. We look at the working of Bezdin. I might even go so far as to suggest that, or Lifting wants to suggest this once, maybe it's even Doraisa according to this. But even if it's not Doraisa, we look at Bezdin differently, not we put a band-aid to make it look good. We look at Mice of Bezdin differently. Mice of Bezdin is not troublemaking, not interference. Mice of Bezdin is part of the changing statuses of the world. Okay, as opposed to, no, I'll just say Zidus and Beidina, and say, are the Babylonians very differently? Shalmi the Feinayim, or the Fein Moshe, maybe even the Shalmi didn't mean it. I mean, you turn the Fein Moshe and say, well, I don't think it's yes. Okay, this would obviously not mean that semathetic would be, you would only say Zidus and Beidina, the luck of 50-50 suffix, which is the famous Shita of the Ritva, right? He also, he thinks the Dishman Bank, or Bank Hof Yerushalmi, also used the phrase Zilus and Medina. Although, of course, Yerushalmi, the Ramban also like the famous. Anyway, the Ritva says we only say this Makom Safek. We don't say this, but Makom Vadai. From the very beginning of our Sugya, says the Ritva, not everyone seems to agree. From the very beginning of our Sugya, says the Ritva, and I see that I didn't leave myself enough time. But just give me 1 second. He says, "Well, Zidusa the Beidina from the very beginning of Suga Perish, etc. Uman the Chayis Lahachi Eino Lefisha Stira Minasafek Bekula Shmaitim Aval Havadai Bekuli Amalok Hashinan Upashot." Ah, if it's a Vadai, of course there will be closures for Zidusa the Beidina. Zidusa the Beidina is only Bok of Safek. So, B, again, if you said it's because of, you know, Zilusa de Beidina as a, you know, as a, as an, what do you say, as an afterthought. Maybe, then I take Zera Zilusa de Beidina to like cover up our, not mistakes, but our, and not mistakes that we were stupid, mistakes that we didn't get the, we'd have to see after the Shmai, get all the information at once. And we may be taking them back and forth. Or do you say, no, it's muchzak. It is a fundamental, the fundamental power of Beis Din, the nafka mina would be, how about makom safek versus makom vadai? If you said, then you would say like the Ritva, that it's only relevant the Makom Safek. After all, Makom Safek is talking away. If it's a Vadai, let's say you said Usher, and then you want to say Vadai Mutter, then who cares what it's the Festus-Isher? If you're Vadai Mutter, we don't care about the Kazakh. If you said Zimutu Vedina means, as an afterthought, as PR, to make it look good, we then make another exam to our button to change things. Then you could also say it's only Makom Safek. Why? You could say it's only worth caring about a PR if you makom safek. The makom vadai is just not, it's more important to keep the vadai than you still could say the ritva. Why could you say the ritva? You could say the ritva as a clash of values. After all, we want to keep the reputation of Beis Din and not look bad. On the other hand, we don't want to do sheker. But makom safek, we'll keep the reputation of Beis Din. Makom vadai, we don't want to do sheker, so we'll abandon the reputation. But you could say, like many other Rishonim, right, later on in the Sugya, you could say, like other Rishonim, we'll see in a moment, or a moment later in the week, like other Rishonim, that even if it's not, even if there's a psak vadai, we still, again, I don't think anyone can say you can make one of this to Daraisa. If it's Tzak Vada also Daraisa, I don't think anyone can say because of, even though one person does, because if Zilus and Mehidim would matter. But let's say it's a Tzak Vada you want to Daraisa. Maybe we'll ask for it. Tzak Vada also Daraisa. Maybe we'll matter it. And this is the Rishonim later on. There's a crazy Rebbeinu Gershom. I don't mean crazy as in crazy. I mean crazy as in we go crazy when we read it. When Rebbeinu Gershom says, what's the case and then we'll end? I mean, Gershom is very radical. He is the most radical. Because he said, even when it's Vader Asa Daraisa, we still say Zilus is Beitina. What does Rebbeinu Gershom say? Says Rebbeinu Gershom, and with this, we'll sadly have to wait till next time. Oh, okay. It's already super duper late. He says, in Rav Menachem Rav Yossi's case, Shnaim Omer Lo Nisgarsha, Sha'osa Eidu Imanu Yisvosh Mishah. What's the case of Rav Menachem Rav Yossi? It's not trade training. Two of them say she was divorced, the other two ate him or masked them and say she was somebody else at that time. If it's Hazama, that's not Trey Trey. It's Hazama, she's Vada Ishizet. Two of them said divorced, the other two ate him said you were elsewhere at the time. Hazama.
She's Vade Ishtet. She's Vade Ishtet, and not everybody else says stay married because of Zilus' Zaytina. That is super radical. Again, why is it super radical? Because even though it's a Vada Isser D'Oraisa, he's still permissive to the Zilus' Zaytina. I just said she only Aser Vadai Heterim, or Mater Vada Isser Drabana. Lachor, he thinks they used Akinu, otherwise, I mean, Mater Ishtet. That would be super radical to use Akinu Drabana to use today. But, could say like the other Rishonim on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, why? Because they go ask, how can you believe the eight Echa to go against the Kol? After all, Zeus is Medina. And the Ritva says, yeah, because the eight Echa beats a Kol, so it's a Vada. Everyone else doesn't give that answer. They seem to think he's Makam Vada, you care about Zeus is Medina. And Rabbeinu Gershom, like the other Rishonim, and Rabbeinu Gershom, who says, even B'makom Hazamah, Rabbi Nachman Yossi is matter because it's Zulus Beitina, even though she's Vada Yishet, you have to take the Kim from Yushmine. That's obviously an afterthought of Band Aid. Just he thinks they're very powerful. It's not a Band Aid. It's like a whole emergency room. It's open heart surgery. Okay, we'll come back to that. Maybe we'll pick up with this very, very briefly next time. We'll just pick up with fleshing out this Nachmanina, and then see technically some of the other factors that we've shown to use. When do we close with Lewis Medina, where not? And then I want to spend a lot of time on Tosu Dimraskal Anan Maskinale. Anan Maskinale is about the relationship between Trey and Chazaka. And basically, by the time we finish the next year and the year after, to really understand what's at the heart of Trey, to really understand what's at the heart of Chazaka all over Shas. And, I don't know if we'll get further than that. We won't get further than that on Thursday. We'll see you until Monday.
Revy?
Yes.